Intro. Friendly, confident, welcome. This is an advanced groove lesson for Ableton Live 12, LS Beat Edit. How to distort a snare top from scratch and sculpt it into a rave-laced, tension-filled snare for drum and bass. We'll design the top layer from noise, deliberately, create least significant bit style aliasing and bit reduction artifacts, and use clip envelopes to rhythmically toggle that grit, so it feels musical and urgent. I'll walk you through every step using only stock live devices and standard clip automation, which you'll build. Quick outline by the end you'll have a snare top generated in Waveeatable from noise with a pitch snap, layered with a short sine edge for attack, an audio effect rack with a clean chain and an LSB chain, redux, erosion and saturator, crossfaded with a macro, clip envelopes and automation that toggle the LSB edits and tight micro rhythms to create aliasing modulation and tension. Final shaping so the artifacts sit in a drum and bass mix without wrecking the low end. Setup note: keep Live 12 open and use an empty set in session or arrangement view. Let's build. Step 1. Create the source snare top, create a MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Init the patch. Set oscillator 1 to noise, choose white or bright, and turn oscillator 2 off. On the amp envelope, set attack to 0 milliseconds, decay between 80 and 160 ms, sustain very low, around 0 to 10%, and release 100 to 200 ms. That gives you a tight noise burst. Add a pitch envelope to oscillator 1 for a snap, set amount to plus 6 to 18 semitones and a very fast decay, around 30 to 80 ms, with no attack. That instant pitch drop creates the quick snap on the top. Optionally, put a gentle low pass around 6 to 12 kHz, or a tiny filter envelope for high-end sweep if you want movement. For a sharp metallic edge, duplicate the track and create a short sine transient on the duplicate. Use operator or Waveeatable set to a sine, tune it 1-2 semitones above the snare root, and give it an extremely short decay, around 40 ms. You can add a tiny pitch drop for a click. Balance the noise so it's dominant and the sine just defines the transient. High pass both layers at roughly 300 to 500 Hz to keep low end out of this top layer. Step 2. Rough shaping and transient emphasis on the main noise track. Insert drum bus. Use drive modestly, 0 to 6 dB, and increase the transient control to add snap, starting around plus 3 to plus 6. Adjust character or crunch to taste to bring out high harmonics without going overboard. After drum bus, add EQ 8. High pass at 300-500 Hz. Add a gentle bell boost around 3 to 6 kHz of about plus 2 to plus 3 dB for presence, and notch any harsh resonances. Step 3. Build the LSB Edit processing rack after EQ. Create an audio effect rack. Inside the rack, make two parallel chains. Rename chain 1 to clean and chain 2 to LSB. We'll keep the clean chain straightforward and send our destructive processing into the LSB chain so we can crossfade between them. Step 4. Configure the LSB chain on the LSB chain. Place redux first. Lower the bits to taste. Try between 3 and 6 bits. Reduce the sample rate or downsample to introduce aliasing. Aim for a downsampled rate around 8 to 16 kHz. Set dry slash wet to 100% on this chain. After redux, add erosion. Set mode to noise or amp. Noise works well for brittle high-end. Amount around 10 to 30% and frequency in the 6 to 12 kHz range to emphasize the LSB-like brittle top. Next, place saturator. A small amount of drive, 1 to 4 dB, with a soft sine or analog clip curve adds harmonic warmth that complements the bit noise. If you need cleaner harmonic shaping, enable oversampling, but note that oversampling can reduce the raw aliasing character. Finish with EQ 8 to tame spikes. Use narrow notches for nasty resonances and gently boost around 6 to 12 kHz if you want extra fizz. Step 5. Map a crossfade between clean and LSB. Expose both chains' volumes in the rack and map them to the same macro. Map the clean chain volume to macro 1 normally and map the LSB chain volume to the same macro, but invert its mapping so the macro crossfades between clean and LSB. Name macro 1 LSB mix. Set its default near a slight LSB presence, for example, around 25-32, so the effect is ready to be automated. Step 6. Create true LSB toggles with clip envelopes. The key move: automate the LSB mix macro from inside a clip to create abrupt step toggles. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI or audio clip for the snare top. Open the clip's envelopes panel. Select an audio effect rack under device and the macro 1 control under control. Draw a stepped envelope using tight grid values, 1/16, 1/32, or 1/64, with two levels, low around 0-10% and high around 70-100%. make the changes abrupt. This is what gives you the flipping, binary feel. For rave lace tension, make the patterns musical and non-static. Try a long low period with 4 quick 1/32 or 1/64 high bursts just before the snare hit, or syncopated ghost toggles surrounding the hit. These tiny bursts create anticipatory jitter and energy. Step 7. Optional. Automate redux bits for micro variation if you want more character. Automate reduxes bits parameter with a second clip envelope. Draw abrupt jumps between values like 6 bits and 3 bits on a 1/64 or 1/32 grid for stepped aliasing variation. Keep in mind fast changes can be CPU heavy if performance suffers. Freeze or render the track. Step 8. Tighten the snare top into the mix at track level. Add glue compressor lightly to glue top and body if needed. Use a parallel saturator send for warmth and blend it in. Final EQ. A gentle high shelf at 612 kHz of +1.5 to +3 dB for sparkle and surgical cuts to remove harshness. If you need to keep LSB bursts under control, use a light limiter or a targeted compressor, but avoid heavy limiting before the LSB chain. Limiters can smear the stepping. Step 9. Groove and timing. Small timing nudges, 1 to 10 milliseconds, on the LSB layer relative to the body can create extra tension. Combine these offsets with aliasing to get a jittery rave feel. Experiment with quantizing the clip envelope to triplet, 1/32, or 1/64 to syncopate toggles with hats or stabs. Common mistakes. Brief caution, don't overdo bit reduction. 1-2 bits on a full mix can obliterate the transient. Keep it as a top layer parallel effect. Don't overuse erosion or high frequency boosts that causes ear fatigue. Avoid smooth automation on these parameters. LSB edits rely on abrupt step changes. Always high pass the top and LSB chain around 300-500 Hz to prevent low-end rumble. If CPU spikes, freeze, flatten or resample the LSB chain. Pro tips: practical ways to refine treat in LSB artifacts like a percussion instrument. They can act as a noisy hi-hat or micro lead layered onto the snare. Split transient versus tail. Keep the transient clean and apply LSB to the tail only if you want to preserve punch. Frequency target the LSB chain. High pass it around 2.54 kHz so only air and fizz get bit reduced. Layer multiple LSB chains at different bit depths for complex texture, map to different macros. Use tiny stereo differences or tiny delay offsets to widen artifacts without harshness. Always check in mono, pre-gain into redux. Keep levels controlled so redux produces clear stepping rather than mush. Resample LSB variations as one-shots for CPU efficiency and quick swapping. Clip envelope and rhythmic tricks. Use very small clip grid settings, like 1/64 or 1/128, and draw extremes for guaranteed step jumps. Combine two envelope sources, one for LSB mix and one for redux bits. Offset them so the mix toggles slightly before or after the bits change for a flip then bite effect. Make LSB velocity sensitive by mapping the rack's volume to velocity, so ghost hits behave differently from main hits. Humanize patterns by varying them every 1-2 bars or nudging timing slightly. Mixing and routing reminders keep the LSB chain high passed and focused above roughly 2.5 to 3 kHz. Consider using sends for saturation so multiple drum elements share harmonic character. Try glue after the rack to compress clean and LSB together if you need the balance to stay consistent while toggling. Always mono check. Bit reduction can collapse stereo or introduce phase issues. Avoid hard limiting before bit reduction if you want to preserve the stepping. CPU and workflow efficiency. Freeze or flatten tracks when you're happy with a pattern. Resample decisive takes to new audio. Use oversampling sparingly. It cleans up saturator artifacts but can reduce the redux grit. Bounce several bit depth variations as one shots for quick auditioning and lower CPU. Creative uses and contexts. Use heavy LSB edits selectively. Fills, transitions or the last hit in a bar can be a great place for impact. Apply the technique to claps, metallic percussion or hats to maintain a coherent rave aesthetic across your kit. In fast DNB sections, prefer shorter toggles and keep artifacts focused around 3 to 12 kHz so they cut through without cluttering the mids. Troubleshooting if redux introduces nasty metallic resonances. Sweep a narrow EQ and notch the problem frequency, often between 6 and 10 kHz. If you lose attack, move the LSB chain to the tail or use a transient shaper before redux. If it's too harsh at mixdown, lower erosion frequency or amount and apply a small high shelf cut between 8 and 14 kHz. For phase issues, try inverting the phase on one chain or rebalancing stereo differences. Performance and live tips: map two macros for performance, one for coarse LSB mix and one for texture erosion amount or redux bits. Prepare scenes with different envelope patterns in session view to trigger calm, tense, and peak LSB behaviors. Map a macro to a hardware knob or foot switch for instant stage tweaks. Mini practice exercise, 2-bar loop. Try this exercise. 1. Build a snare top in wave editable with noise plus pitch snap and duplicate it so you have a clean body and a top track. 2. On the top, put an audio effect rack and create an LSB chain with redux at bits 4 right arrow 3, erosion amount 18%, and saturator drive 2 dB. 3. Create a 1-bar clip and draw an LSB mix envelope, low for the first 3 quarters of the bar, then a 1/32 burst of high toggles right before the downbeat of bar 2. 4. Render a 2-bar loop and compare it in context with a simple DNB drum loop. Tweak bits between 3 and 6 and nudge the micro timing until the snare feels tense but still punchy. Recap. Closing to recap. We synthesized a snare top in wavetable, built a parallel LSB chain with redux, erosion and saturator, and used clip envelopes to toggle mix and bits in stepped patterns that emulate an LSB flip. We covered mixing tips, high pass, parallel processing, glue and careful EQ, and warned about common pitfalls like overdoing bit reduction and CPU issues. Think of LSB artifacts as a rhythmic timbral instrument. Control where, when and how much they appear, and they'll add musical tension instead of becoming a gimmick.